Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
Friends, true story, something extraordinary is happening around our country at the moment. 2 weeks ago, I gathered with 60 pastors from around Australia, and most of us were sharing the same news. It looks like the evidence is suggesting that many people are asking spiritual questions again. Those who never used to. Outreach courses are filling up. People are coming along to churches and saying, it's time for me to investigate God. Friends are asking their Christian friends faith questions. There is a renewed interest in spiritual matters in our country, and it's exciting. Now, I'm not sure how long it's going to last. I do have my suspicions as to why it's taking place, though. Australians are overwhelmed on many fronts. Our main news stories, they're all bad news, aren't they? Wars. I was about to say rumours of wars, but then I'm quoting the Bible. The mental health crisis that's going on. Domestic violence, violence against women. The housing crisis, the cost of living crisis. We just remembered the five-year anniversary of the COVID outbreak. And 5 years on, it is still dangerous to raise vaccine questions at work or at school pickup. And so we're overwhelmed by bad news and divisive news. And then we're overwhelmed by technology. I'm old enough to remember the startup of something we all take for granted, the home computer. The promise was technology would give us more leisure time. Now, it can be argued technology has delivered on that promise. The home computer, the tablet, the smartwatch, the smartphone. They've all taken our mundane tasks and either made them faster or eliminated them. The problem is that technology has also diverted our leisure time from outdoors and face-to-face to indoors and screen time. We're now overwhelmed by doom scrolling and binge watching. And so there's the first component of this renewed interest in spiritual matters, overwhelm. And then the second component is the fact that individualism and materialism has failed us. Whether it's the you do you philosophy or the science not faith philosophy, they've both been found wanting. You see, we have this inner sense, don't we? That our thoughts, our feelings, our desires cannot be fully explained by chemistry, biology, maths. What have I forgotten? Physics. You know that sense of anger that rises up within us when we hear yet another story of domestic violence? That cannot be fully explained by science. We have an inner moral compass. It comes from somewhere, but from where? Because if it's just you do you, well, what happens when your you clashes with my you? And then there's the biggie. We don't like to talk about it. What happens when we die? What's on the other side of death? Is there anything on the other side of death? So, why now? Why now the renewed interest in spiritual matters? Oh, it's because in Australia, for the last 50 years, we've experienced a period of relative peace and prosperity. But now that we're sensing this overwhelm, Aussies are once again questioning, does science really explain everything? Is everything really explained by what we can measure? There is a renewed interest in spiritual matters, and it's exciting. Now, I cannot think of a better day to think about spiritual matters than Resurrection Sunday. And so I want you to imagine being there on that first Resurrection Sunday. And I want you to imagine being Mary Magdalene. It's Friday. Mary witnessed Jesus dying on the cross. Mary saw a sword pushed up Jesus' side, up under his ribs, to make sure Jesus was dead. Jesus was dead. That's Friday. Now, Saturday was a holy day. Mary wasn't allowed to travel. She wasn't allowed to do any work. And so early Sunday morning, she runs off to Jesus' tomb in order to prepare Jesus' corpse for its final burial. But on arrival, Mary immediately sees that the large stone that was put in front of the tomb had been rolled away, and Jesus' body was missing. And so Mary runs back and she tells two of Jesus' closest followers, Peter and John, and they run off to the tomb themselves. And they saw what Mary saw. The tomb was empty, stone rolled away. Except this was not a crime scene. Jesus' burial clothes were neatly folded and they were put to the side. This wasn't a robbery. This was an escape. Can you imagine turning up to your loved one's burial site only to find it freshly dug up and the casket missing? I'd be distraught. I'd be angry. I'd be dumbfounded. But we were just told John looked in and he believed. John 20, verse 8, then the other disciple, that's John, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. Believed what? That's a good question. I love it when you ask good questions. For the lead up into Jesus' death, for 3 years he conducted his earthly ministry. And one of the main things Jesus taught his disciples is that he must die and then on the third day rise again. That is an incredulous claim. So incredulous, we might be tempted to think that Jesus was crazy. Jesus was a con artist. But John looked in on the empty tomb and he believed. John believed that Jesus was alive. If you're still investigating Christianity, maybe you're one of the many Aussies who has a renewed interest in spiritual matters. There is no better place to start than Jesus Christ. His life, his death, his resurrection. You see, the fact, that's right, I'm saying that the resurrection of Jesus is a fact. The most compelling fact for the Christian faith is the resurrection of Jesus. Over the centuries, dozens of people have set out to disprove the resurrection of Jesus, only to find that the evidence all points to the fact that Jesus was raised to life again. Jesus is not crazy. Jesus is not a con artist. Jesus is the Son of God who became human so that he could enter our broken, unjust, sinful world. We often look at all the bad news stories around the world and wonder, why doesn't God do something? As a matter of fact, for many people, the greatest stumbling block to accepting God is the problem of evil. Why doesn't God fix it? Now, here's the thing. That objection, what it's really asking is, why doesn't God take his magic wand and stop all the bad news? Which is a really bad idea. That would be God using his power to take away individual agency. When my kids were little, there were times when I did use my power, my strength, my authority to overrule their agency. You know, the parent, when you'd grab your child back from a street and cars are going by? Extreme circumstances. And now, here's the problem with taking away someone's agency. It's taking away their humanity. Friends, God doesn't take away our humanity. God takes on our humanity. On Friday, we heard the first reason as to why Jesus took on our humanity. So that he could enter God's courtroom on our behalf. When Jesus died, he died for our sin. Now today, Resurrection Sunday, we're hearing the second reason Jesus took on our humanity. It was so he could defeat our greatest enemy, death. Jesus rose from the dead. He did walk out of that grave. He's risen. Oh, same as Friday. That was lame. He's risen. Jesus truly has been raised to life again. This is extraordinarily good news. But it's the combination of Friday and Easter Sunday that is truly incredulous, truly incredible. You see, Jesus' death on the cross shows us, proves to us that God really does care about all the bad news in the world. God cares so much that he sent his Son. And while you and I will not be able to fix all the problems in the world, we will continue to be overwhelmed. We can help. We can help every individual we come across by sharing the hope of Jesus Christ. You see, God declares that anyone who hands their life over to Jesus will have their sins forgiven, wiped away, forgotten forever, adopted into God's family, and when Jesus returns, he will take them to a new heaven, a new earth, where there'll be no more bad news forever. I'm going to read one more verse out of that passage Lisa read out for us earlier. And as I do, I want you to listen. And I want you to remember the overwhelm of Jesus' first followers. They had just seen Jesus die. The most compassionate, most powerful person to ever walk this planet was murdered. It appeared as if evil had overcome good. But what appeared as defeat ended up being victory. And so listen to our victor, listen to our champion, listen to our Jesus. John chapter 20, verse 21. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you." Do you hear that? Do you hear our King? He's seated on his throne and he continues to say into our Aussie overwhelm, "Peace be with you." As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. If you are not yet a Christian, I urge you, hand your life over to Jesus. He is not crazy. He is not a con artist. He did rise from the dead. And right now he's calling you to experience the peace that you long for. And to my brothers and sisters, be full of hope. In this culture of overwhelm, we have the only message of hope that is true. A spiritual awakening is going on in our country. We don't know how long it's going to last. And so who is it that you're going to invite to church so that they can come and see Jesus? You see, just as Jesus sent out those first disciples, today he's sending us. Christ is risen. Let's pray. Oh, Father, make our hearts believe. Make our hearts believe in the spiritual reality, the truth that Jesus did die for our sins, that you have raised him to life again. And everyone who puts their trust in your Son, our Lord, has eternal life. Father, this is the best news in the whole wide world. I pray for anyone here who is yet to turn to Jesus. Father, would today be that day where you save them and they hand their life over to Christ. And Father, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. Would you fill us full of courage and hope and boldness and love? Send us, Father, with the good news of your Son. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.